A signing ceremony Friday morning at FAMU marks the beginning of an 11-year partnership between the school and the Black Television News Channel. It will be housed in FAMU's School of Journalism and Graphic Design. Though many minority networks struggle for revenue, BTNC co-founder Robert Brillante maintains his channel has a significant advantage.
Yeah, the real advantage that we have is that we have the support of Dish Network, DirecTV, and Comcast, who has been very supportive, to provide distribution of the network, and that's the key to success.
Brillante, who headed a regional cable news network for 5 years, says the company has secured private investment to help broadcast its programming. They have a deal with Comcast and are working on a renewal with Dish Network, but individual markets have yet to be selected. BTNC will air live news from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., followed by commentary programs until 9 p.m. But University of Florida Telecommunication Department Chair David Ostroff says despite BTNC's credibility, the channel still has to draw viewers away from their regular programs.
I think they face the same challenges as any new program provider of getting carriage, which they're moving towards, but then also, you know, getting an audience.
The network does not have established TV personalities to attract target viewers, but still has a year until launch to find them. The partnership agreement grants students access to internships and job placement opportunities. Additionally, the school projects to earn up to $8.5 million from the network over the length of the contract. For WFSU News, I'm Donald Debevoise.